Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣灵讲话。
We thank God that we're able to come to attend Sabbath services.
那感谢神，我们可以来到这边，来敬拜他，来守安息日。
Thank God that we have this opportunity to study Deuteronomy chapter 1.
那也感谢神有这个机会来查考《生命记》的第一章。
Some people may find that reading the Old Testament may be quite tough.
那有些人可能在读旧约的时候感觉非常的困难。
I did.
我是这么感觉的。
When I was younger.
是在我年幼的时候。
Because it's very far, 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 far away from us.
那因为是跟我们离得非常的远。
But then when we began to root down in key scriptures.
那当我们进入了要点的时候。
Means that we have a basic key verses that we use to orientate our heart towards reading the Old Testament.
那有一些重要的经节来去带领我们的查考。
Then we find it that it becomes a revelation for our salvation.
那就是对于我们的救恩来说，就是一种启示了。
First of all, we need to read the Old Testament through Jesus Christ.
那我们是要借着基督耶稣来去读旧约。
And then we realize that we need to read it through the lens of prophecy.
而且我们还是要带着看着预言先知书这样子去读。
看圣经为预言性的。
是看圣经为预言性的。
And then thirdly, we find that we need to read it, that the Old Testament is also wisdom for our salvation.
那因为圣经也是对我们救恩的智慧，也是给我们的得救的方向。
And if you have these three orientating points, then you will be able to see relevancy for our life today, many thousands of years later.
那如果我们有这三点的话呢，我们就会带领我们走我们的这个救恩，还有几代这样子下去的这个救恩。
Because we believe that the Holy Scriptures is the living Word of God.
那因为我们相信圣经是永生神的话。
And it speaks to us even though the word spoken was many centuries ago.
虽然神的话是在几千年、几万年所说的。
But it speaks to the spirituality of our soul.
而是对于我们的灵性而说的话。
And so therefore, when we read into the Old Testament, we may find there are wonderful examples laid down for us by the saints.
所以当我们在读旧约的时候，我们就是这些话都是从前的这个圣徒所留下来给我们的。
God wants us to learn from them.
那神要我们从这些圣徒的这个话当中呢学习。
God wants us to adopt their good characteristics.
那神也要我们学习他们的榜样。
Because it's meant to be part of our salvation.
那因为是我们得救的一部分。
Since we adopt the New Testament, that we understand that as Paul imitated Christ, we shall imitate Paul.
那就是像是在旧约保罗效法基督，所以我们也应该要效法基督。
And then we should imitate all the goodness that is laid out for us in the Old Testament as well.
那我们也要效法这些在新约所留下来的榜样，好榜样。
But we realize the scriptures also tells us one of the functions is a warning and for correction.
那其中圣经所留下来给我们的就是要来测读，就是要来监督我们。
Most of the time, we miss the point when we are reading the scriptures.
那很多时候，当我们在读圣经的时候，我们就已经没有看到重点。
Because maybe we read it for the function of sharing a message or our study.
那可能我们是读圣经的时候是想说要跟大家分享的想法。
Oh, maybe we are given the opportunity to lead a Bible study, for example.
那例如我们有这个机会来带领查经。
Most of the time when we read the Bible in such a way, generalities may surface rather than a message from the Word of God.
那很多时候呢，我们读圣经的时候只是读到这个字义，没有读到经义。
We find it that then our soul, our spirit becomes dry.
所以因此我们的灵命就非常的孤单。
So therefore today it is important for us in our daily Bible reading to still our soul for God to speak to us.
所以因此当我们在读圣经的时候，我们要求神带领我们的方向。
But one of the things that we may realize that as we maybe but we are listening to a sermon, it's not about us, it's about someone else.
那很多时候我们在听道理的时候，我们不是为自己而听的，是为别人而听的。
And this is our inner rebellion against God.
那这是对神的一种悖逆。
And this is a sign of a self-righteousness, in our hearts.
那也是在我们身上呢，是一种自义。
We need to conscientiously, curb our self-righteousness, our sinful nature, in order to correctly receive the word of God.
那可是我们要改变我们自己的想法，才可以真正的来领受神的话。
So now we're going to read into Deuteronomy chapter 1.
那所以现在我们要进入《申命记》的第一章。
When I reread Deuteronomy chapter 1, the message that I got was, what went wrong?
那当我在读《申命记》第一章的时候，我就在想说，这一个问题出在哪里呢？
Let's push.The theme that I got from reading Deuteronomy chapter 1 this time, the theme was what went wrong.
那这一次我所读生命记的这一个主题啊，我的感觉就是啊，什么地方出了错。
Yeah, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们来看生命记第一章。
If you look at verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
On this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law.
第五节，摩西在约旦河东的摩亚地讲律法说。
You see, when Moses was speaking to God's people, he was not just recounting history.
那当摩西在跟百姓神的百姓来说律法的时候，不单只是在讲历史。
He is actually recounting history in order for the new generation.To learn how to be right with God in order to inherit God's promises.
那当他在讲这些历史的时候，是要告诉新一代的这些百姓呢，神的律法是什么？
Because we realize the Israelites came out of Egypt and they were in slavery, but God freed them.
那这些以色列人呢，曾经是在埃及地，可是神释放了他们。
But we realize throughout the five book of Moses, the Israelites did not seem to understand that they are now part of God's kingdom. God is their king, he is their people.
那在这五卷摩西的经里面呢
they fail to realize that now they are part of They are part of God's kingdom, and God is their king. They are His people.
那他们没有办法来了解，他们是属神的国度，神是属他们的神。
Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
我们来看出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Let's look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And these are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And so here we can see that they are a kingdom of priests.
那在这边我们知道他们是做祭司的国度。
And obviously, then God is their king.
所以神是他们的王。
And since God is their king, then they are his people and they should obey him.
那既然神是他们的王他们是神的百姓，那他们就应当来顺服神的旨意。
This is actually quite good for us.
那这是对于我们来说是非常好的一点。
Because it reminds us that today, when we are in Christ, we are God's part of God's kingdom andJesus is our king.
那因为今天身为基督徒耶稣是我们的神，我们是他的子民。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
我们来看使徒行传的二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Let's look at verse 18.
来看十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
十八节，我差你们到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So here we can see that when we have been saved, we have come from the power of Satan and we come to God.
那当我们得救的时候，我们是从撒旦的权下归向神。
Today we need to treat God to be our King.
那所以因此我们今天要对待神为王。
And so therefore today when we read Deuteronomy chapter 1,
所以今天当我们在读生命记的第一章的时候，
we realize that when Moses explained this law to the Israelites,
那当摩西啊对啊以色列人讲论律法的时候，
it was to tell them the new generation that they must obey in order to inherit God's promises.
那这新一代要来顺服神才能得到神的应许。
That was the basic law. If you read throughout Deuteronomy, that is the basic law that Moses was explaining.
那如果我们看生命记的这一卷的话呢，我们就可以看到这个就是、啊、基本的重点。
We know that is true because when we read into Deuteronomy towards the end, chapter 28,We can see that God places the curses and the blessings before them.
那所以当我们进入二十八章的时候，我们就可以看到神、啊、把这个、啊、咒诅放进来。
咒诅 and 祝福。
祝福跟咒诅、啊、也在这一章里面。
Yeah. So to let the people know that they make a choice.
那就是让这些百姓知道他们有选择。
And so therefore today we also need to remind ourselves.
所以今天我们要提醒自己。
We must not just take the gospels as the immediate relevancy of our relationship with Jesus.
那我们不要用、啊、福音来认为这个就是跟神之间、啊、直接的关系。
只有福音。
那只有福音是、啊、我们跟神之间直接的关系。
Because we believe, we know Jesus is God manifest in the flesh.
那我们因为知道耶稣就是道成肉身的神。
According to 1 Timothy, he is the King of Kings.
那根据、啊、提摩太前书他是、啊、万王之王。
And there is only one king.、
啊、只有 一个君王。
And that king is the king who was in the time of Moses who walked the people of Israel.
这个君王就是、啊啊、带领以色列人出埃及的君王。
And so therefore today, when we read Deuteronomy chapter 1,
所以今天当我们在读生命记的第一章的时候，
the way we follow Jesus must be、learning from the mistakes, the way God's people follow God.
那就是要从过去的他们所犯下的错误来去学习。
How the Israelites did not follow God wholly.
那就是看到这些百姓如何没有圣洁的来跟从神。
And how interestingly in the New Testament, Jesus wants us to follow him to the end and wholeheartedly.
那就在新约的时候，耶稣也要我们一心一意的来跟从他。
So today, when we read Deuteronomy chapter 1, there is absolutely the rule of God inside, explaining to us,What is also contained in the gospel as well.
那所以在我们读生命记第一章的时候，我们就可以看到神所吩咐的，也要我们在新约所跟从的。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 1, Moses recalling the history of 40 years.
那在生命记的时候，摩西就讲论40年的历史。
Moses is explaining the law.
那也讲论律法。
It is a sum up of what went wrong.
那就是来、啊、总略、啊、发生、啊、一些错误的事情。
So when we look in Deuteronomy chapter 1,
那当我们在看生命记第一章的时候，
the first part is actually talking about how God told them to、leave the Mount of Horeb and to proceed to the next stage.
那就是第一段的时候就记载说摩西吩咐、啊、他们要离开何烈山进入到另一段。
And that God spoke to them.
那神、啊、跟他们讲
Turn and take your journey, verse 7.
那就在第七节的时候说要转要起行转身。
and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains, and in the lowland, in the south, and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates.
那他们要到亚摩利人的山地和靠近这山地的各处，就是亚拉拔山地高原南地沿海一带迦南人的地，并黎巴嫩山，又到幼发拉底大河。
And if you look into verse 8,
那如果我们再看啊第八节。
Now God told them initially, says, "See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them."
所以就在第八节的时候，神对他们说：“如今我将你们摆在，将这地摆在你们的面前，你们要进去得这块地，就是耶和华向你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许赐给你们、赐给他们和他们后裔为业之地。
So here we can see that it is God who commanded the people to enter into the land of Canaan.
那这边是神吩咐他们要进入迦南地。
And we know from Numbers chapter 14,
那在这个民数记的十四章里面，
we find it after the spies were sent into the land of Canaan, they returned, 10 of them returned with a bad report that affected the whole of Israel.
那当这些十二支派来要窥探这地的时候，他们回来有十个支派是说了这个报了这些不好的消息。
Now, it's very strange because it seems that God was forcing them to go forward.
那因为看起来是非常奇怪的，因为好像看起来是神在催逼他们要进入这块地。
It's like seems God is forcing them to do something they don't want to do.
好像是神在逼他们要做不喜欢做的事。
It's very strange, isn't it?
是非常的奇怪的。
But actually, when we look at the beginning of their faith in Exodus,
可是在我们看他们起初的信心在出埃及记的时候，
they were crying out to God, 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 help us.
那他们是呼喊神，求神带领他们。
And then God heard that they were suffering and gave them a leader, Moses, to deliver them from the land of Egypt.
所以因此神看到他们受害的时候，就吩咐摩西去带领他们出埃及地。
Through the mouth of Moses, God said to them, I am going to lead you and to give you a land that I promised to your ancestors.
那借着摩西的话语呢，他们要被带领出到埃及地，进入迦南地。
So basically, it was not that God was forcing them,
而不是神在逼他们。
It was their inheritance that God is wanting to give to them that God promised to their ancestors.
那是神应许他们祖先的产业，想要赐给他们。
And today it's interesting that some of us may be born into the church.
那今天有很多人，我们都是在教会出生的。
Or maybe we are made the personal choice to be receive the salvation from God.
那我们也是领受了神的救恩。
But yet, when we hear messages from God, we feel as if God is trying to force us to do something.
当我们听到神的话的时候，我们就认为说神在催逼我们。
It seems that God is trying to restrict our freedom, our life direction.
好像是看起来神要限制我们的自由。
Can you see the beginning of what went wrong?
那是否看到起初所发生的错误是在哪里呢？
You can see how their faith began to change.
那就可以看到他们的信心开始的改变。
You can see how their belief began to change.
也看到他们的信仰是如何开始改变。
And you can see how their direction began to change.
也看到他们的方向是如何的改变。
God's commandment was not burdensome. God's commandment was says, go because I want to bless you.
那神的律法是没有负担的，因为他是想要来祝福我们。
God's, the spirit of God's commandment is, do it because I want to bless you and to bless your descendants.
那神原本的意思就是要来祝福百姓，还有祝福他的下一代。
And it was a commandment filled with love.
是充满爱的律法。
Just like God when he gave the commandment right at the beginning in the time of Adam and Eve.
那就像是当初神吩咐亚当跟夏娃的时候。
It was out of love.
那是出于爱。
It was out of preservation.
那是出于保守他们。
It was out of God's blessing them.
是出于神想要赐福给他们。
But yet, when man's heart began to change,
可是人的心呢，开始慢慢的改变。
Then they totally misinterpret and began to look at God's commandments in a very strange and unhealthy way.
那所以慢慢因此人呢就误解了神的意思，就慢慢开始改变他们对神的思想。
So the first part of Deuteronomy tells us very clearly.
所以生命记的第一段告诉我们非常的清楚。
The law was that God commanded us to go to receive His blessings.
那就是神吩咐我们要去得到他的应许。
Now, very strangely, when you look into Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 18, you can say that why is this bit suddenly come out of nowhere and slotted in the middle of a narrative?
那当你在读生命记的时候就在想说九到十八节为什么会有突然间的一段会在这个沟通的时候会插入进来。
Because in verse 9 to verse 18 is describing how Moses felt helpless that he cannot actually lead the people alone. He needs other people to help as well.
那因为九到十八节是说到摩西的无助他没有办法带领这些百姓。
And there are various criteria that is given for those who are to be chosen.
那也给了一系列的要求是要来拣选一些人的在十三节里
面 Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribes and I will make them heads over you
十三节就是要按着各支派选举有智慧有见识为众人所认识的立他们为首领
And there was organization in verse 15 So I took the heads of your tribes wise and knowledgeable men and made them heads over youLeaders of thousands and leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, leaders of tens, and officers for your tribes.
那十五节就说到这些组织就是在他们的个人支派有智慧的为众人所认识的照你的支派立他们为官长、千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长和十夫长管理你们。
These leaders had a responsibility, not just a privilege.
那这些带领人呢，他们是有责任的。
不是只有一个 privilege，
不是只有责任而已。
Privilege 不是责任。
就是特权。
Yeah, in verse 17.
那在十七节。
They needed to judge the cases of people's problems according to God's judgment.
那他们是要按着神的标准来审判这些人。
Why is this so important part in this narrative?
那为什么在这一段是非常的重要呢
？Because God knows that He is going to bring them into the land of Canaan.
那因为神知道他们是神要带他们进入迦南地。
So the importance is that the nature of the Israelites that they were a bunch of people who had problems, burdens, and complaints.
那因为这帮以色列人他们的性质就是很喜欢来投诉神来埋怨。
And so therefore, in order for God's people to stay on track with God's will, leaders who are to be firm in God's truth of God's judgment must be founded.
那如果要这些百姓来按着神的旨意，还有这些带领者要按着神的旨意的话呢？
They need to stand in God's will.Firmly.
那他们要站在神的旨意他们要很坚固的站在神的旨意上。
So this part of the narrative is a reminder to the leaders and the future leaders that if we are to inherit God's promises, leaders must stand in God's truth firmly.
那这一段就是要来告诉我们的这些领导者，如果我们要在神的道上站立得稳的话。
If we want to lead the people to inherit God's promises as leaders, we need to stand in God's will, God's truth firmly.
那如果我们要带领神的百姓的话呢，我们一定要站在神的道上非常的坚固。
Yeah. But we realize that that is important because we need to realize the rebellious nature of humanity.
那是非常重要的，因为人类是非常悖逆的。
So today, this is very relevant for all of us.
所以对我们来说是是很就是非常适合。
If we look throughout the Bible from Genesis right down to Revelation,
那如果我们是看了整本圣经，从创世纪看到启示录
，whether the God's people prosper, it is must be under the guidance of the leaders who must be under the guidance of God's will.
那如果是为了想要这些百姓来兴旺的话，是看看这些是导致于这些带领者。
The success, whether as parents, we are to be the successful guardians of our children, it also depends on us, how we play our leadership role in our family.
那如果我们要有一个很成就的这个后裔的话，也是看看我们做父母的话是怎样带领孩子。
Now, let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们看回来《生命记》第一章。
If we look up from verse 19 to verse 25.
如果我们从19节看到25节。
So this is describing what happened the first time when God called them to depart from Horeb and head towards the promised land.
那这个是这一段是从神从他们在何烈山吩咐他们要进入迦南地的这一段来说的。
Now we know when we read through it, we can see actually God prepared everything very well.
那如果我们很详细的来念的话，就知道神是非常详细的来去准备他们。
And we find it that God is the one who commanded to go in.
那也是神吩咐他们要进入的。
And then when we look at it, we see that people actually were a little bit enthusiastic because they seems that, hey, let's just go to Moses and then let's just send some spies out.
那可是看起来这些百姓可能非常的兴奋就是吩咐这些窥探地的人去窥探地。
Let's look at verse 25.
我们来看25节。
When they initially went, the 12 spies actually took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down.And then brought back word to the people of God.
那这些探子他们的手里呢拿着果子下来到到百姓那边去回报说神主我们的神所赐给我们的是美地。
And with their word in their mouth, they even testify that it is a good land which the Lord our God is giving us.
那甚至在他们的言语上呢，他们已经证实了神所赐给他们的是美地。
Now, if the narratives continued after verse 25, it should be like this, isn't it?
那在二十五节之后呢，这个对话的应该是这样。
Because you're very enthusiastic to send out the spies and to see what it's really like. And then you find it, wow, really, it is according to the word of God, right? Oh, it's a very good land. Look at the fruit. Wow, this big fruit. Uh-huh.
那你可能就是说这个是美地非常多的美食有很好的水果。
You would have imagined that the spies that were carrying the massive grapes, sorry, maybe this is during my RE time, the IE teacher told me the grapes, wow, like marbles, big massive.
那在我年幼的时候，宗教教育的时候那些宗教教育的老师跟我说这些葡萄非常的大颗。
Oh, you would have imagined the rest of the story should be, right, guys, let's go. God is going to bless us, right?
那可能你就想说感谢神他会大大的祝福我们。
Let's go.
我们一起去。
Let's go.But that is the way the law should have been. That is the way the story should have turned out, right?
那本来这个故事就应该是这样子发展下去的。
But then we realize that within the next breath of God's people's words.
那可是在这些百姓的
下一口气所讲的话
他们下一口气所讲的话之中。
Let's look at verse 26.
我们来看26节。
To 28.
26 to 28.
Nevertheless, you will not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And you complained in your tents and said, Because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there. Please read.
那十六节你们却不肯上去，违背了耶和华你们的神的命令，在帐篷内发怨言，说耶和华因为恨我们，所以将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚摩利人手中除灭我们。我们上那里去呢？我们的弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的名比我们又大又高，诚意又宽大又坚固，高的顶天，并且我们在那里。在那里面呢，看见亚纳族的人。
How do we know that the people of Israel at this moment in time they had a spiritual problem?
那啊，谁会知道啊？这一个时候呢，以色列人有属灵的问题呢
？How do we know?
那我们会怎么知道
？How do we know they have a spiritual problem?
那我们怎么知道他们有了属灵的问题呢
well, ？Let's do a little bit of translation of what happened, right?
那我们就啊，做一个啊解释啊，他们发生了什么事。
I know this is good for me.
那我觉得这个是对我好的。
I know this is a good land.
啊，我知道这一块地是非常好的。
I know God's promises are very good.
那我相信神的应许是非常好的。
I know he everything.
那我相信一切。
I know 不是 I 相信 I know.
啊，我知道。
Yeah. But then after I know there is a but.
可是当我知道之后呢，有一个但。
Isn't it very strange, isn't it?
那是非常的奇怪的。
It's along the lines of, I know prayer is good for me, but.
那我知道祷告对我很好，可是。
I know serving God is good for me, but.
啊，我知道啊，服侍神是对我好的，可是。
I know it is good not for, good for me not to be angry.
那我知道啊，生气是对我不好的，可是。
I know I should not be too busy.But,
我知道、啊、我不应该这么忙，可是。
I know I should cultivate myself, but.、
啊、我知道我应该灵修自己，可是。
Can you see there is a kind of a, you can actually relate to what was happening in the time of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and our lives today, right?
那你可以、啊、借着、啊、生命记的第一章来、啊、看看我们自己的生活。
Because it's ironic.That they say.、他们所讲的话是有点讽刺。二十五节。It is a good land which the Lord our God is giving us.
那神所赐给我们的是美地。
In English version is that it says, it is a good land which the Lord God is giving us. So therefore, they can actually articulate, they can say the right words. God is giving us a good land.
那他们可以说、啊、很正确的话就是说、啊、神赐给我们的地是
正在要赐给我们正在要
赐给我们的美地、
啊、美地 Oh yeah, they can see it. It's the right thing to say.
那他们说的话是、啊、正确的
It's like saying, I know, God is wanting to bring us to heaven.
那就是说我知道我知道、啊、神要带我们去到天国。
I know God loves us very much.
那我知道，我知道啊，神真的很爱我们。
I know God wants to keep us safe.
那神真的要让我们得救。
We know.
那我们也知道。
But what can go wrong?
那会发生的错误是什么？
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们来看出埃及记第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
出埃及记第七章
Chapter 7 verse 39
三十九节
Acts chapter 7 verse 39
使徒行传第七章三十九节
7:39 Whom our fathers would not obey but rejected in their hearts they turned back to Egypt
三十九节我们的祖宗不肯听从凡弃绝他心里归向埃及
So basically what happened to the Israelites, they know God's will, but they want to take, go on their own journey.
那以色列人知道神的旨意是什么，可是他们却要想要啊啊行他们的路。
走他们自己的路。
啊，走他们自己的路。
Yeah, it's For me, I love the English version.
那我本身喜欢啊英文版本。
Because when I read the Chinese version, it didn't make much sense to me because I'm not Chinese educated.
那因为当我读啊啊中文版本的时候啊，好像对我没有什么意思，因为我是读，我不是读中文长大。
If you just look at verse 7,
我们来看第七节。
It says, God says, turn and take your journey and go.Very difficult to translate because I love the English version, right?
要起行转向啊亚摩利人之地，要去
进去，
要进去。
Yeah. And so that is what God was saying to them.
那这是神所对他们所说的话。
Now, if we look into verse 40,
那如果我们再看四十节
the same phrase is repeated.
那同样的一句话又重复了。
Verse 40,
四十节。
But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea.
那至于你们要转向从红海的路往旷野地去。
Now we know that in verse 7 and in verse 40 is two different directions.
那第七节跟四十节呢是说到两个不同的方向。
Because the first time in verse 7 is that God say, turn and take your journey, go. It's like,God send them into the right direction for eternal blessing.
那第七节就神说你要转向就是说要他们得到永恒的应许。
But then when we look into verse 40,
当我们在读四十节的时候
we find it that when God said, take your journey, turn and take your journey into the wilderness, it was not to be blessed.
可是在四十节神说要转向从红海的路往旷野去不是一个祝福的话。
What went wrong?
那到底究竟发生了什么事呢
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们看回来生命记第一章。
Today we find it that God already manifested in the flesh paid the highest price, even gave us the Holy Spirit, gave us the truth,gave us signs and miracles, gave us so many things. You would have thought that, you know, it should be a done deal, right? I mean, it's like God's done everything and he said, I'm going to be your savior, your personal savior, each and every one of us. The Almighty God is going to be each and every one our savior.
那今天神道成肉身给了我们圣灵也救了我们他就是要给我们每一个人有福气。
He is the Almighty God.
那他是有全能的神
And he is a savior, right?
他也是救主
He said, I am going to save you.
他说我要来拯救你
Yeah, so therefore it should be a done deal, right? Because he is God, he's going to open the way, he's going to do everything to allow us to be saved.
他做了一切的事就是为了我们得救的问题
So therefore, nothing should have gone wrong.
那本来不应该有发生任何的事件
So what went wrong?
那到底什么地方出了错误呢
Do you know when you reread the Bible, it's very interesting what you pick up.
那在我们读圣经的时候是非常有趣的，因为有时候你不知道你会会学习到什么。
Let's read verse 26 and 27.
我们来看二十六、二十七节。
To let it sink in.
让我们更深固的了解。
Now there is an absolutely massive black and white contrast from verse 25 and 26 and 27.
那二十五节跟二十六跟二十七节是很明确的分别。
Yeah, because in verse 25 it is a good land which the Lord our God is giving us, right?
那二十五节是说到神要赐给我们的地是美的。
So you would have thought that the people would say, "Oh, God is very good to us. Oh, He loves us very much."
那你会想说这些百姓会自说神真的很爱我们。
Right? And you would have thought that the next two verses should not be the way it is what they have said.
那你会认为说接下来的两节会是这样子说的。
It's very, very hard to hear.
那是
很难听的。
很难听的。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Nevertheless, you will not go up but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you complained in your tents and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us.
二十六节，你们却不肯上去，违背了耶和华你们的神的命令，在帐篷内发怨言说：“耶和华因为恨我们，所以将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚摩利人手中，除灭我们。”
Now, if you immerse yourself into the story of Israelites, you will find that that is a very horrible, evil mentality.
那如果我们已经进入了以色列人的这个处境的话、啊、你会发现、啊、他们是非常恶劣的。
It's like judging that God, you know, he wants to give us this good land, right? But actually, he has brought us here to destroy us. He hates us, actually.
那因为这些百姓说、啊、神、啊、恨恶我们，因此把我们带到这种地。
Isn't that awful?
那不是非常的、不好吗？
Very terrible.
是非常的、恶劣的。
Now, can we recollect where this mentality came from?
那我们是否可以想一想、这一个、思想是从哪里来的呢？
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 3.
我们看回来创世纪的第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪的第三章。
After the serpent tempted Eve.
那当蛇、诱惑了女人。
We find it that he did it in a way that caused the people not to trust God.
那它导致了、人、不再相信神。
Let's look at verse 4 and
5. 我们来看第四到五节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 4 and 5. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
创世纪三章五到六节，因为神知道你们吃。
四到五节。
四到五节。蛇对女人说你们不一定死因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了你便知道神能知道善恶
So basically the serpent insinuated the reason why God gave you the commandment is that he wants to keep your eyes closed to stay blind He doesn't want you to be like him、and you, he doesn't want you to know good and evil
那蛇要让你、明、
不是
蛇
蛇说蛇神把神形容道说、啊、神给你这个诫命 God gave you this commandment、
神给你这个诫命
So that you will stay blind
那这样子你就明、眼睛被明、被、模糊了
and then so that God doesn't want you to know good and evil
那神不想要让你懂得来分辨善恶
So God does not want you to be like him
那神不想要让你、变成跟他一样
So therefore the reason why Adam and Eve sinned against God because theyhad a skewed view of who God is.
因为、亚当跟夏娃已经是、对神的这个、意念已经是、区别了已经是、已经是扭曲了。
对。扭曲了。So can you see how the human nature continues in the people in Deuteronomy chapter 1, right?
所以因此你可以在生命记看到这些百姓呢还是一样还是这样的。
Suddenly, no matter what God has done for them, the 10 plagues,、God gave them water, gave them manna, no matter how God protected them crossing the Red Sea, the way they look at God is like, God is their enemy, you know, he can, you cannot trust him.
那就是、神所为他们做的一切事 不论是了、这个时灾所做的、还有、过红海呢、他们就已经是、没有办法来了解
信任神、
来信任神
yeah, Let's turn to Psalm 78
我们来看诗篇的78篇
Psalm 78
诗篇78篇
Psalm 78
诗篇78篇、
Verse 22
22节
Psalm 78 verse 22
诗篇七十八篇二十二节
Because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation.
七十八二十二节因为他们不信服神不依赖他的救恩
So sometimes when we think that we are weak in faith, we need to look a little bit deeper. Maybe it's not weak in faith. Maybe the way we look at God needs to be renewed.
那有时候我们不是信心软弱而是我们对神的这种了解已经是扭曲了
With our mouth, we say, oh, God is this, 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 or his promises, this, 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 this. We actually can recite it even to our children, right?
那借着我们的、言语呢、借着我们的嘴巴呢我们说神是这样这样的、甚至把这些事告诉我们的孩子。
We say, God is good, he His promises are good. He loves us very much.
那神是啊美好的、完善的啊，他是非常的爱我们。
But yet we have the way we live our life is based upon a skewed view of who actually God is in our hearts. You know.
可是我们看神的方式呢，就已经是扭曲了。
That this must be very shocking to us.
那是啊，对我们来说是非常啊。惊讶的。
Because we say, how can what the Israelites had be part of us?
那以色列所有的呢，为什么会跟我们扯上关系呢？
How can it be possible? We have a nature that is possible to be like them.
那我们怎么可能有他们这样子的这种特性呢？
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
跟着哥林多前书的第十章
First Corinthians chapter 10
哥林多前书第十章
Verse 6
第六节
Paul actually recalls the examples of what the Israelites had done as a warning to the believers
那保罗引用了以色列人所做的事来劝诫当时的信徒
Now these things became our example to the intent that we should not lust after evil thing as they also lusted.
第六节，这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋事恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
So this ties in very nicely that when we read the Bible, it's a reflect upon our spirituality, and that if we believe the word of God is prophetic, then we can see where we need to change.
我们看这些的看这些的时候呢，就可以用圣经的话来成为我们的境界。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们看回来《生命记》第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章。
Even though Moses had encouraged them.
那即使摩西鼓励了他们。
Verse 32.
32节。
Yet for all that they did not believe the Lord your God.
那他们却在这些事上不肯信神。
So how about look at verse 36?
36节。
Caleb also encouraged the people.
加勒依然的来勉励这些百姓。
Verse 38.
38节。
Joshua also encouraged the people.
约书亚也依然的勉励百姓。
So you would have thought that when they had good reminders, good encouragement, that the people of Israel should not have gone wrong.
那你会认为说以色列人拥有这些提醒，拥有这些勉励是不会离开神的。
But what went wrong?
那什么地方出了错呢？
The Bible tells us they did not believe.
那圣经告诉我们他们的问题是出在不信。
They rebelled against God.
他们背逆了神。
They did not trust God.
他们也不相信神。
So it doesn't matter whoever encouraged them.
那不管是谁勉励他们。
It doesn't seem to have any effect.
那看起来是没有任何的效。
So if we look at Moses, he's the top guy, right? He's a top man, right? He's a top one. Even when he reminded people, it seems no effect.
那即使摩西是他们的带领者是最高最高上的可是他们却不肯听从
Okay, let's look at Joshua and Caleb. He's one of the people, right? He's not like the one who is on top, right? He's one of the people, one of the soldiers, right? Even the encouragement, it has no effect.
那就像加勒跟约书亚他们是平民百姓依然他们的这个勉励百姓还是不相信。
So today, we realize that sometimes when we are encouraged by different sorts of people sent by God.
那今天一样的神差派了不同的工人来去劝勉我们。
We ask the question, what is going wrong?
那我们可能我们会问什么地方出了错呢?
So when we look into Deuteronomy chapter 1.
那我们看
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记的第一章的时候。
We realize that God...sent them into a journey for 40 years.
那神就差派他们进入40年的路程。
Even though that the Israel tried to go and to show their repentance, as it were, they still displayed rebellion. So even though they showed repentance,
那即使他们显出他们的悔改
Actually, they were in rebellion as well.
那他们依然的是悖逆神。
It's kind of funny how the Israelites are.
那看这些以色列人是非常奇怪的。
When God tells them to go, they don't go. When God tells them don't go, they go.
那神告诉他们要去，他们不去；神叫他们不要去，他们却去。
Now you might find it is laughable, but actually it would not be so surprising to discover this kind of fickleness in our nature, isn't it?
那虽然我们看他们的时候是非常可笑的，可是啊，在我们之间呢，也是有这些啊一心一意的事。
May it not be that the generation of today's believers suffer the consequences of the unbelieving Israelites?May the generation of today's believers not suffer the consequences of the unbelieving generation in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
愿今代的信徒呢，不要像以色列人遭遇这些事一样。
Let us be the new generation that Moses was speaking to.
那希望我们是成为摩西所讲论的新一代信徒。
Learn from the mistakes of the past.
那就是要从过去的错误来学习。
By the way, it's not the mistakes of our immediate past only.
那不是我们现有的错误而已。
It's also the mistakes of the deteriorated apostolic church, right?
也是当时候使徒时代的教会所出现的堕落。
Yeah, and we also need to learn from mistakes, even up to the point of what? Genesis chapter 3.
那我们也要从创世纪第三章所他们所犯下的错误来学习。
May God have mercy.
愿神饶恕我们。
Let's pray.
我们同心跪下来祷告。